From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a major setback for President Trump and Republican leaders on health care. Despite severe lobbying by the President and Vice President Mike Pence, the House of Representatives was not able to get enough votes to pass the American Health Care Act. Speaker Paul Ryan said at a news conference that he and the President could not secure the necessary votes.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us. Doing big things is hard. All of us, myself included, we will need time to reflect on how we got to this moment, what we could have done to do it better.
Ryan did brief the president on the situation, but in the end could not get enough votes. The speaker said because of the failure, the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, would remain the law of the land. At the White House, President Trump said that the loss opens the way for a better health care bill to be crafted.
I think you know I was very clear because I think there wasn't a speech I made or very few where I didn't mention that perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
Conservative Republicans opposed the plan because they said it did not go far enough to limit entitlements. Moderates opposed it because they feared too many people would lose their health insurance. Democrats, meanwhile, are hailing the defeat of the health care bill as a victory for the poor and the middle class. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable and increased insurance premiums for everyone else. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump issued a presidential permit enabling completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline Friday, reversing a policy put in place by former President Barack Obama. Appearing alongside TransCanada's CEO Russell Girling in the Oval Office, Trump called the move part of a new era of American energy policy. He said it would lower costs, reduce reliance on foreign oil, and create thousands of U.S. jobs.
Today, I'm pleased to announce the official approval of the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. TransCanada will finally be allowed to complete this long overdue project with efficiency and with speed.
The decision caps a years-long fight between environmental groups and energy industry advocates over the pipeline's fate that had become a proxy battle over global warming. The U.S. State Department announced sanctions Friday against 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, or the United Arab Emirates were targeted for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's ballistic missile program. The 19 others were believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illegal goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. The 30 individuals or companies will be barred from performing contract work for the U.S. government and forbidden from using federal assistance programs for 2 years. The State Department also asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or of having been in areas controlled by the Islamic State group.
Copy all. That's a good tether config for both of you. Tama, you can open the hatch thermal cover. It's already open, of course, and egress.
Astronauts ventured out on a spacewalk Friday in order to prepare the International Space Station for a new parking spot. NASA's Shane Kimbrough and France's Thomas Pesquet emerged early from the orbiting complex, then went their separate ways. Their main job involves disconnecting an old docking port. The port needs to be moved in order to make room for a docking device that's compatible with future commercial crew capsules. The new port, the second of two, will fly up later this year or early next year. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.